RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Midwest correspondent is Carrie Cox of TravelsWithBirdie.com. Carrie is a librarian and passionate reader, writer, and photographer who loves to travel in her Jayco travel trailer, aka Birdie. After only spending a few short weekends in Birdie, Carrie and her family decided to take an epic road trip from Missouri to Yosemite National Park. Her blog posts were nothing short of stunning. Welcome back to the show, Carrie.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Stephanie.
All right, so last time on episode number 24, you took us to Bella Vista Village RV Park near Bentonville, Arkansas. Where are you taking us to this week?
I am taking you to my home state and to a land where tourist kitsch collides with the natural beauty of the rugged Ozark Hills. And we're going to Tall Pines Campground in Branson, Missouri.
And we would expect nothing less from you, Carrie. But first, we want to thank our sponsor, Progressive Insurance. Did you know that adding your RV insurance with another Progressive policy like auto, motorcycle, or boat is a great way to save money when you're out there on the road heading to the campground? To find out more about bundling your policies, you can call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com/RV today. All right, Carrie, where is this campground?
Great. It is located in Branson, which is in southwest Missouri. It's an hour south of Springfield. And then the campground is actually located on the western edge of Branson. And what I like about this location is it's really convenient to all of the entertainment on the Branson Strip, yet it's kind of tucked away from the traffic.
So are a lot of the other campgrounds in the area just a little bit too close to Branson, as it were?
There's some that are right on the strip, which would be a little hard to navigate, I think, getting in and out of with the traffic, and they don't allow campfires in the city limits, so we didn't want to stay at any of those. So we picked this one. It's outside of the city limits, and it's really close to Silver Dollar City, which is one of the attractions I'll talk to you about after the break.
No campfires. That's just kind of like sad, I think.
Yes.
All right. So what type of campground is it? Is it Good Sam? Is it Thousand Trails? Is it part of any membership groups or discount groups?
This is a private park, and it does offer a Good Sam discount. You might want to ask for it because I forgot to, and so I don't think they'll ask you. So make sure you ask for it. And even though it's a private park, what I liked about it is it had a little bit of a public campground feel to me. It just kind of was a little bit rustic and had lots of trees, so I liked that.
I always like it when you find that rustic campground that has all the hookups, you know? It's mm-hmm. like a double score in my book. All right, so how big is the campground?
There are about 80 sites, and they're kind of divided in three different areas. Even though there's 80, it kind of loops around and you don't feel on top of each other too much. So the front section would be closest to the road, so the sites looked pretty, but you're definitely going to have more road noise there. And then there's a middle section that is the only area with 50 amps, and there the sites are a little bit closer together, but the nice thing is that they line up against a woodlands that surround the campground. And then our favorite section was the back section, and this area had these really beautiful tiered sites going down a hillside. And they were nice and wide because you kind of had your own terrace and then another little terrace level before it hit the next campsite.
Those sound lovely. Now, those are full hookup sites again, or those are just water and electric?
Those are full hookups. They do only have 30 amp in that area. That's the only drawback. If you needed the 50 amp, you would have to get the middle lot.
All right. So how much does it cost to camp at this campground, and is it easy to book?
It was really reasonable. It's only $36 for full hookups, an extra $3.50 if you need 50 amp, and then $3.50 for each extra person over two people per campsite.
I have never, or we have never paid $36 for full hookups, I don't think.
Yeah.
That is really cheap for full hookups at a nice campground. Now, does the campground get crowded on the weekends? Is it pretty easy to book? Do you need to plan in advance at this campground?
He did say that they do fill up, especially, I think, in the fall when the trees are really beautiful or when there's tourist season in the summer. We went in the spring, and so we booked our site the same week we were going.
Okay, so we know that you said that middle lot is for, the middle loop is for the big rigs, maybe the pull-throughs, the 50 amp. You like the loop over towards the back. What did you like most about that?
What I liked is when we pulled into this campground, I just really liked the trees. So even though it's called Tall Pines, this area of the campground actually had tall oaks, and they just provided a really nice canopy over all of the sites. So our sites were large and shaded and just a really nice, quiet place to hang out.
Now, it can get hot in this part of Missouri in the summer, correct?
That's right. So we have a really small air conditioner in our trailer, so we would definitely need the shade, and we would appreciate staying in this kind of campground.
And then in the fall, you would have nice foliage and nice colors, I would assume?
Yes. So this area will be really beautiful in the fall.
Excellent. So does the campground have other accommodations in terms of cabins, tent sites, RV rentals on sites, yurts, glamping tents, trains, all that stuff that people do these days?
They are a little simpler than that, but they have three camper cabins that looked really, really simple. But they had a nice view over perched over a ridge. And then they had a nice area of tent sites. What I liked is in a lot of campgrounds, tent sites probably don't feel very natural. They just kind of look like a field. But these tent sites were kind of stuck out to a different area of the campground, and they were also heavily wooded. So I think that tent campers would like that. And then the owner owns a hotel across the street. So if you really aren't up for the campground experience, you could even stay across the street if you have family that's in the campground.
Ambitious guy.
Yeah. He keeps busy.
Okay. Any amenities at the campground in terms of pool, playground, all that stuff?
Yeah, they had a pool, and it wasn't open while we were there because it was early in May, and they have a playground that had a nice little playhouse set for younger kids, and then an old school teeter-totter, which was pretty cool. Now, the play equipment says for ages 10 and under, and I had told my boys that, you know, I thought that they could go on the teeter-totters because it didn't seem like they could harm that, and then they immediately started trying to knock each other off the teeter-totters by banging them as hard as they could, so I was like, okay, maybe we really do need to keep this for 10 and another.
teens and tweens on the playground.
They have to decide how they can destroy it the fastest.
Carrie, you need to inspire them.
Yeah, so they liked that. They were having fun.
But yeah, they were inspired.
Just didn't want to get us kicked out of the campground.
Were they roughhousing because the Wi-Fi wasn't strong?
No, actually, the opposite. The Wi-Fi worked really nicely at the campground, so we didn't get it quite down at our campsite very well. At night, I was able to get on with my computer, but during the day, I wasn't able to pick up the Wi-Fi from our spot. But my younger son really liked to walk up to the playground, and then he ended up laying against the teeter-totter and getting his Wi-Fi in the playground. So.
Right. And of course, if people want to see that picture, they can obviously see it on your blog post for this campground, which I'll connect to in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com. But then also we use that as the cover for our episode on unplugging teens and tweens.
With special guest star, Carrie Cox.
So we were kind of doing the opposite of playing in the playground, but it was a nice place to do that. And then also right by the playground, they have a pavilion for a group that had some barbecue pits in it and a really nice big group fire pit. So it's a really nice area.
Well, it was a quieter time of the year, probably, when you were visiting in May. But did they have sort of organized activities, or do they at various times of the year?
No. So this place is really just a place to go to stay, and you will have the pool and the playground, and that's kind of it for what you would do in the park. But Branson is just hopping with tons and tons and tons of activities. So you're within minutes of all kinds of really great stuff to do.
All right, Carrie, what insider details do you have for us?
Well, if you can handle the 30-amp electrical, then spots number 36 through 48 are the place to go. Those are the beautiful terraced sites at the back of the campground. And then there is one 50-amp site in that area, but it's right next to the playground. So that could be good or bad.
Okay, depends on what your perspective is. And your pictures, you also do have very nice pictures of those sites in your blog post as well.
Yeah, we really liked them.
All right, excellent. Now, sounds like a lovely campground, but we here at RVFTA know that nobody's perfect. So what would you like to see them improve within reason, without breaking the bank, as it were?
The main thing that people complain about, which we did notice, is that the roads in the campground are terrible. They're pitted and potholed. But I know that one of your campground pet peeves is how fast people drive. So you will not have any trouble with people driving too fast through this campground because they'll really regret it.
That's making lemonade out of lemons,
yeah,
Gary.
Yeah, so they really probably could improve those roads on the interior. And I wouldn't think that that would be terribly expensive.
It's not like you have to pave the roads to repair the potholes.
Yeah. So I think I saw an old sign of the campground where the speed limit was 10 miles, and now they've lowered it to 5.
And so just lower it to 2, and it'll just keep going.
I think that's a great way to handle it. We'll just lower the speed limit.
Now, Carrie, you mentioned that there was a pavilion. You mentioned that there was a group fire pit. You mentioned the foliage in the fall. I don't know. All this is like leading up to
being you can have a rally there.
Pretty nice place for a rally.
Midwest Fall Rally, yes.
Woohoo!
Sounds good to me. And the only problem I have with this whole thing is that we're not going to be there.
I know.
But Carrie's going to be representing RVFTA's first fall rally.
Yay!
In Missouri,
yes.
In the Midwest, anywhere but around here.
I know, and our Midwestern RVers have been already hanging out with each other at campgrounds, so I think we're going to have a group that's already ready to come and enjoy this Midwestern Fall Rally.
I think that it's going to be fantastic. We are happy to hand over the reins to the first ever RVFTA satellite rally, all right? And it's going to be at Tall Pines Campground, this campground in Branson, Missouri, on October 21st through 23rd, 2016. Right, Carrie?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. We are going to release tons of more information about that on all of our social media channels in the upcoming weeks.
And
but you heard it here first.
And we'll talk about it on the other podcast. We'll get you all the details you need to attend that rally if you're one of our Missouri listeners or anybody close by. And thank you to all of our Missouri listeners, by the way. It's just been so much fun seeing all these people from the same state listening to our podcast and being so enthusiastic.
Oh, yeah. They banded together and demanded this, right?
Yeah,
and we
yeah.
followed through. We're here for you, folks. Okay. So we're going to do this, and we're going to love seeing the pictures that come out of it. But all right, Carrie. So thank you so much for telling us all about the Tall Pines Campground in Branson, Missouri, a.k.a. the home of the 2016 RVFTA Fall Satellite Rally. And we are going to be back in a minute to find out what everybody will be doing in Branson, Missouri while they're attending the rally.
Back
Stay
in a
tuned.
Second with Carrie Cox.
Since 1968, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories together.
Today, Jayco offers everything from camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes, complete with more standard features and a longer, stronger 2-year warranty.
Jayco gives you the value you're looking for and the peace of mind you deserve. Lots of family fun is to be had around a campfire with a Jayco nearby.
For more information, visit your closest Jayco dealer or jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with Carrie Cox from TravelsWithBirdie.com, and she just gave us a great review of Tall Pines Campground in Branson, Missouri. Now she's going to take us out of the campground and into Branson and let us know all of the great things to do. So, Carrie, what should we do first when we head into Branson?
I think you just need to take a drive along the strip to get the lay of the land and to check out just kind of the bazaar that's along the strip, the beautiful, and it's kind of like a Las Vegas, but, you know, without showgirls and gambling and more family-friendly attractions. So it really is a tourist mecca. They've got your fudge, they've got your crazy mini golf courses, your airbrush t-shirts, all of those things. It's got its start many, many years ago, but then it kind of hit in the 80s and became a live entertainment capital of the world with lots of live country music shows. And over the years, they've kind of diversified away from that. I think they knew that their audience was aging out on some of those shows. And so they've added a lot more appealing things for families, like Dolly Parton's Dixie Stampede, the Titanic Museum, a Ripley's Believe It or Not. So kind of some of those places that you're going to find in a Gatlinburg or in a Myrtle Beach and kind of what every tourist spot has. But what I've kind of started to realize, though, is a lot of those places pop up in places where there really is something else to see. So,
yeah, I was totally thinking of Gatlinburg during that whole description, right? This kind of like lots of action in the town, but then if you want to head outside of the town, it's really beautiful and pretty.
That's right.
Okay, so what else are we going to do?
The main tourist spot that we go back to again and again in Branson is Silver Dollar City, and it's a theme park set among the hills and trees. It got its start with tours of the Marvel Cave, so you can still do a cave tour there, and it's a really interesting cave, and they've added a lot of thrill rides over the years. So it used to just kind of be a simple theme park, and over the years, they've added more and more rides. The newest roller coaster is called Outlaw Run, and it is really breathtaking. The first time I rode it, I had a barrette in my hair, and it just blew the barrette right out of my hair. It's the second fastest wooden roller coaster in the world, and the only wooden one to do multiple inversions. So you will just be speeding and rolling along on this Outlaw Run. But if that's not your thing, there's local crafts, regional food, live music, and so it's a place you can go to relax, or you can go and ride thrill rides, or there's lots of really great ride areas for the kids, the kind of place where you can shoot the balls and carousels and teacups and all of those kinds of things that are great for little kids too.
Now, is it mostly country music? Is there bluegrass? Or is it like a wide variety of live music?
Yeah, and it really depends too. At different times of year, they have different festivals, and so they'll have different things going on. I think when we were there last, they were doing the bluegrass and barbecue festival, and the guy at the RV next to us in the RV park had brought a banjo, and he was just playing his banjo music in the RV park, which was really cool. And so they were in town for the bluegrass and barbecue, but they do bluegrass, gospel, country, all kinds of things through the park. But they do really try to keep it somewhat authentic to the Ozarks.
That's really cool. So you could really combine a weekend at this campground with some kind of a live music festival, and that sounds like it would be a blast.
Yeah, so it's a really nice, it's just a really pretty park. When you go to a lot of theme parks, you know, they can be kind of hot and not scenic, and this is actually a nice scenic park. And Christmas time is a really great time to go, which I know you wouldn't be probably camping at the campground then, but they line all the buildings with Christmas lights, all the trees with Christmas lights, and it just is a gorgeous place.
Now, Carrie, for the size of this place and the price point of Silver Dollar City, is this a full day event?
Yeah, you'd probably want to spend the full day. That's why we did always appreciate, because we would get season passes, and so we could kind of go for a couple of hours and head on out. But if you paid full price, you'd probably want to spend the day or do one of those. Sometimes I think they have like an after three, the next day free, or, you know, something kind of like that kind of deal.
Yeah, those are always really good deals if you're camping somewhere for the weekend, because if you go in after 3 o'clock, you pay a price, but then you come back the next day, which is really good for people with little kids who can't
Stephanie
hang.
Loves those deals, and we do not go to theme parks unless they have those deals.
Yeah, I think with little kids who can't hang for more than a couple hours at a time.
Or we can't hang with them for a full day because of the amusement park burnout kind of thing.
Yeah, and when the kids were little, the nice thing at Sorrel Arts, so with that ball building, the ball pit building, whatever it was, is you could just sit on a bench and our kids could play for hours and hours and hours. I mean, that's what they thought Silver Dollar City was. They didn't care about anything outside of that building. And so I think they've updated that, and they've really, I think, are taking care to add something for every age group in the park.
Reminds me a little bit of Dollywood, no? In terms of the feel of it, in terms of being very family friendly with lots of music as well, and the rides.
Right. In fact, I think that they have the same parent group overseeing them.
I was wondering that. Yeah, because Dolly Parton owns the park with some kind of big company.
Yeah
so I bet you anything it is.
Yes, I think it is.
All right. Anything else about Silver Dollar City, or do you want to take us elsewhere?
Well, I want to take you somewhere completely different. So if you've had your fill of tourism and theme parks, the other great draw in Branson is Table Rock Lake. And this is a huge lake. It has over 800 miles of shoreline. So it's a really big lake, lots of channels and creeks along it. And you can kind of do almost any kind of outdoor activity. They have a lot of marinas that rent boats and personal watercraft, or you can bring your own. While we were at Tall Pines in May, my son and I went down to Table Rock State Park, and they have a nice 2.5 mile lakeshore trail and then a visitor center. So we went for a run on the trail, got to run along the lake, which was really nice and relaxing. And then if you wanted something a lot more active, you could rent a boat and hit the water. We used to rent pontoon boats when we were down there and take our whole family out on the pontoon, and you could picnic and jump in the lake and pull tubes. So it's a very active or relaxing lake, whatever you want to do.
About how far is that from the campground?
The Table Rock State Park is only about 5 to 10 minutes. So it's on the same peninsula as the campground, which is really nice. And then Table Rock Lake is so huge that you can get to, you know, it takes longer to get to different parts of it. But the state park is right there at the end of this peninsula.
And on a hot summer day, it's got all the water you need, right?
That's right. And there's public beaches. I think Moonshine Beach is one we've gone to before, where they've specifically kind of carved out the shoreline and made it friendly for visitors, and have changing rooms and everything. So that's a really nice place to hang out too.
So Carrie, it really sounds to me like this is a three-season area to visit. That you, spring, summer, fall, you're going to find something to do and a lot of activities outdoors to keep you busy.
That's right. So for us, it's a day trip, and we have gone down there our whole lives, you know, the whole time I've lived in the area, and we've barely put a dent in seeing it all. I mean, we've done hardly any of the tourist things. We mostly go down and we go to the lake, we go to Silver Dollar City. There's a shopping area called Branson Landing that's on a different lake called Lake Taney Como. My husband likes to fish in that one because they have trout fishing there. And it's just, you know, just you can kind of pick your entertainment, and there's something there for everyone.
Now, I know that you told us you don't really tend to eat in this area, but you've heard things, right?
Yeah. Well, we've been doing a lot more camping or cooking in our own campground while we've been there. But the famous place that's right across from Tall Pines is a place called Billy Gale's. It's only open for breakfast and lunch. And apparently it is so good that it's really hard to get into. So we really wanted to try it last time we were there, and we just didn't end up having time to wait in line. But they said the parking lot's really small and the lines are pretty long, but the food is worth it. It's Ozarks Southern cuisine. It has, you know, great big plate size pancakes and all of that good stuff. So looked like a really cool, and it had this kind of a cool vibe to it. I really want to check it out sometime when we have more time.
Can you walk from the campground there to avoid the small parking lot?
I you possibly could. Now, the road is kind of a two-lane, twisty, curvy road, so it might not be recommended, because I don't remember if there was enough of a dip along the road to walk in there.
In fact, listeners, we recommend that you don't walk.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
I don't want to do that. But it would be within walking distance. I just don't know if it's a safe walk. You know, check that out.
All right, Carrie, thank you so much for that review. Are we ready to talk about our Where is Flo contest on Instagram?
Dig it.
Dig? Oh, you dig it? I was like, what? Dig it? Okay. Well, I dig it too. Carrie, do you dig it?
I do. Flo is already packed for our summer trip.
Oh, okay. Great. So listen, we are running our Where is Flo contest over on Instagram. So what you want to do is look for a picture of Flo to pop up in our Instagram gallery over at RV Family Travel Atlas sometime this week. When you see it, and if you can guess where she is, tag a friend and tell us where you think she is. She's going to be going to all of these amazing places.
Famous places.
Over America, national parks, et cetera, et cetera. If you guess correctly, you don't automatically win, but you'll get entered to win some very cool progressive swag. So when you see the picture of Flo, take a guess at where she is and tag another RV fool. Sounds like a plan?
Yep, that's all you have to do. So you're probably going to have to like squint maybe, look at the picture sideways.
There'll be little hints in the background.
Yeah, you're going to have to put on your travel and thinking cap to guess.
Yeah, and
but
thank
we
you.
We believe in you.
And thank you to Progressive Insurance for sponsoring the podcast. And also thank you to our friends at Jayco to view their complete line of RVs. Head on over to jayco.com. And thank you so much to Carrie Cox. Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me at travelswithbirdie.com. That's my blog online. And then I'm travelswithbirdie on Instagram and Facebook and Pinterest and all those other good places.
And you really want to head over and follow Carrie on Instagram if you're not already. And that's at travelswithbirdie, because she is about to embark on her great, huge, big summer journey.
Her second epic adventure. Mm-hmm. I mean, if last summer was the Iliad, this is the Odyssey.
That's right.
I don't know if that analogy made any sense at all. I'm not even going to go there.
As long as it's not Paradise Lost. But yeah, I'm actually really excited to be following along on your adventures on Instagram, and I hope you get to do at least some of the blogging on the road. I know that a lot of it might happen when you get home, but we'll certainly be looking at the pictures and reading all your blog posts.
That's right. We'll keep Instagram and Facebook probably up to date a little more quickly than the blog, but hope to keep everybody in the loop, and it's a lot of fun to share.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Carrie. We're going to see you at the campground.
Yeah, I wish you were going to see us at Tall Pines.
I know. Well, lots of other listeners are going to really see you at the campground next fall.
Have some fun without you.
All right, Carrie.
Hi, thank you so much. That was a great review.
Safe travels.
We really appreciate it. Safe travels. And hello to everybody in your family.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.